Jacob Wakefield then up to their 30. Good run from the Wildcats. So play the ball now. Fired out to Miller. Miller will go out the back for Jowett. There's a gap to get through and he gets it away for Hall. Hall's clean through. He's got Johnson on his outside. This must be a try. Hall, oh, he's bombed it. He's going himself. Can he get over the line? He does. What a score for Hall. It looked like he'd taken the wrong option. But credit the offload from Jowett. Sets it up on his own 40. And the Wildcats lead here at Bellevue by 4 points to nil.
What a great start. I mentioned, you know, Wakefield not just playing with plenty of confidence, but delighting him. That ball, plenty of air and getting it away from that ruck area. But as you mentioned, the Mark Wilson in commentary, yeah, I thought myself is that clear goal. I've blown that one, but one thing for sure, he backed himself. But they wanted to defend, they were more interested in his support players on the inside, Tom Johnson on the outside. And Craig Hall thought, well, I'll have a go, I'll have a go. They couldn't stop him. That's a great start by Craig Hall and the Wildcats. What a try!
25 away is another second effort there. That should have been a penalty. Here's Co gets it to Miller. Miller, short pass for Astis, straight through.
Nice time.
He's
going
to score under. Underneath the post. Well, the pass looked a flat one, but it was a line break from Ashurst, who scores underneath the post. And Warrington are in trouble here. 7 minutes gone. They're 10 behind the Wildcats. They're on fire.
I tell you what, they are in big trouble at Warrington. If they come here with the attitude of thinking, well, yeah, we'll have a game of touch and pass, or you score, we score, we score, you score. That's not the attitude what Wakefield have come with this afternoon. That was an absolute peach from Jacob Miller and Ashurst, just running nice and hard and straight. And Kevin Penny had no answer to Ashurst going between the black dot. What a start by Wakefield. And what a start by Jacob Miller.
Here's Gidley now. Gidley's got bodies outside him. One of them is Westwood to within five of the line. He'll play it now just to the side of the sticks. Clark goes, here's Gidley, dummies, gives it short for Westerman. Westerman is over the line and I think he's got this down, Joe Westerman. And Warrington are on the board. Back-to-back penalties against the Wildcats and the Wolves have their first points of the day. It's Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 12, Warrington Wolves 4.
Yeah, you've just called it there, Mark Wilson. Just back-to-back penalties, and penalties realistically what was unnecessary. Jake Miller, you're not allowed to upend him in a tackle, and Danny Kermit, well, from the halfway line, just messing about at the play the ball. And you don't need to invite Warrington too many times into your 22, because they will come up with the points with the quality of what they've got. And it's a nice and wide pass just at the side of the post. Joe Westerman, good try from Warrington, good response. But Wakefield, back-to-back penalties, you paid the price.
Ball with Westerman, steps past the first tackler, gets the ball away. Here's Gidley. Oh, that's a risky pass, and they've got very lucky, and it's picked up by Lynham, whose ankle tapped by Miller. That ball bounced agonisingly away from Hall. If he'd have picked it up 20 metres out, he was in under the post. And Warrington now,
he's intercepted,
and he's going to go and score in the corner. Clark won't stop him. He was denied just one tackle before Craig Hall, but he was sniffing out the intercept, one that Gary Schofield would have been proud of, down the sideline. He's in again. It's Wakefield 16, Warrington 6.
Excellent play by Craig Hall, and stopping better than what I like to see, Mark Wilson. It's somebody getting an intercept to go the 50 yards, and he was unlucky with the last pass, but he got himself back in the defensive line. And Matt Gidley, he was looking with a big Wally Lewis, but Craig Hall, he read it perfectly, had the pace to go down into the corner. Just a response what Chris Chesson would have wanted from his Wakefield Trinity side. Great try by Craig Hall.
Co was after him, but Gidley steps away. Hall's intercepted again, and he can't get the ball away. He does get it away. Here's
Johnson!
And Tom Johnson!
One catch him, Matt Wilson! One catch him!
Johnston under the post, and Craig Hall, is he the new Gary Schofield? He intercepted Gidley's pass. Credit the defence, because Sear went to smash Gidley. He stepped out of the tackle, panicked, threw the ball, Hall intercepted, ankle tap, got the ball away, and it was fed to Johnston. And like you said, Scoy, 50 yards out, you're not stopping that lad.
Yeah,
he's under the post, it's 22-6.
Yeah, not stopping Johnston from there, but again, Craig Hall, what great reading. Playing Gidley well, he's trying to hit the Wally Lewis, and he's just not coming up. But again, it's great reaction from the Wakefield players and the support player. And I say, Tom Johnson, I was just thinking, give him the ball, please, because once you did, it was going right under the black dots. And Craig Hall, well, take a bow, son. Love to see players going for intercepts. Love it. And I say, that's just the confidence again, what the coach is giving to these players. They're backing themselves to come up with the big players, Mark Wilson.
Co will play the ball, 15 away, right in front of the post. Gives it now to Anderson. Anderson to Miller. Miller, short pass for Ashurst. He's through again, and he's in. Second try for Ashurst.
too strong for the Warrington defenders, but again it's Miller who's put it on a silver plate for him, and he extends the Wildcats lead 28 points to 6.
Too big, too strong, and again it's that man of Jacob Miller. What an absolute peach of a pass again, and Ashurst just hard and straight, wasn't taking any prisoners. Tell you what, Mark Wilson, this game's over. The Wildcats, they're getting the 2 points this afternoon.
Clark over halfway. Tackle. He's got through England. Now he's up against the fullback, Jarrett. Jarrett slips. He's going to score. Clark under the post. Sensational try from the former Castleford man. And a couple of mistakes from Wakefield and they were undone. Jarrett was unlucky. He slipped. But the footwork from Clark was good. He's in under the sticks. It's Wakefield 30, Warrington 10.
It is. That's Darrell Clark at his best, isn't he? But to Wakefield again, you know, just he'd be watching DVDs of Leeds. Tackling too high. Go around the legs, fellas, because if you don't, he'll bump you off. And that's exactly what he's doing. And 40 metres out there, went round the fullback Jarrett as though it was like a knife through butter. Okay, he may have lost his footing there, but excellent player from Della Clark. Under the black door, Warrington just given that little bit of a sniff and maybe a little bit light at the end of the tunnel. And no, that's a soft try here by Wakefield have conceded there, Mark.
This time Westwood does play the ball properly. Hill drives it up towards halfway. 30 points to 12, Wakefield lead here. Hall with a double, Ashurst with a double, and Tom Johnson with a 5 Wakefield tries. Penalty Warrington, Wakefield not stood square.
He likes to play off that, does Darrell Clark now. Warrington just looking to play a little bit quicker, play the balls. And Clark, he loves that. And good kick from Gidley. Takes him, what, 20 metres out from Wakefield's try line.
Is indeed. Ball coming forward now. 15 away from the line. Gidley gets it to Cox.
There just seems a bit more urgency, Mark, in this Warrington side. Now, well, there's got to be, because, what, with 30 minutes to go, they're 18 points down.
Well, that bit of soft defence might just lead to them being undone again, because Hill is barging his way, gets it away to Jordan Cox, 5 metres out. Seo makes the tackle. This could be a big stand here, because if Wakefield concede again here, all of a sudden his game back on. Short pass for Gidley. Gidley steps out of one. He's trying to wrestle his way over. He's over the line and he's got it down. Oh, dearie me. Wakefield have just taken 5 minutes off and Warrington have punished them. 2 tries in quick succession. First, Darrell Clark and then Kurt Gidley. It's Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 30, the Warrington Wolves 16.
Well, he's saying in what, 52 minutes to really put a bit of purpose in this performance so far. Warrington now, they've just upped the tempo, upped their urgency. And Wakefield, well, just for mine, they're just tackling too high. Get the first man around the legs and stop that momentum. But Warrington getting themselves a good field position. As I've said now a couple of times, you keep inviting Warrington back into your own 22. The class what they've got, the quality what they've got, they will come up with 4 points. And exactly what Clark has done and Gidley over the last 6 minutes.
High kick from the Wildcats. Scruton back out there. Ball taken by Penny. Here's Jordan Cox. That's it. Oh, straight through. Now, this is a test. He's got Lynham on his outside. The big fella's going himself.
He's not going 80 yards, is he? He's not going 80 yards.
He's tackled 10 metres
short. Front rower going 80 yards.
He's tackled 10 metres short. They must score here. Ben Jones-Bishop, he's got to be in the bin. The hand's in the pocket. He's done everything he can, Ben Jones-Bishop, but he's going to get 10 minutes in the bin, and this game has changed right now. There can be no complaints from the Wakefield fans. But what about Jordan Cox? He's just got 80 metres. He went past Jowett, but Ben Jones-Bishop just got him before the line.
Well, it was just a soft tackle again, wasn't it? Going too high instead of going around the legs. And well, Ben Jones is pretending that he's injured. He won't be injured. But when he wakes or when he gets up, he's having 10 minutes on the sideline. But Wakefield at this moment in time, you know, listen, fellas, listen, you've got to go around the legs to stop these big guys, because if not, well, big Jordan Cox. 80 metres for the front rower, Mark Wilson, what's it all about?
I'll tell you what, he was still pulling away, wasn't he?
Boy, oh boy.
This is going to be a real test of the Wildcats right here and now, as the ball moving out towards his left-hand side. Out the back, they've got numbers, they're going to score in the corner, and it's a try for Matty Russell, and now the floodgates are starting to open at the other end. That is 3 tries in under 10 minutes. And Wakefield are on the ropes here. It's Wakefield 30, Warrington Wolves 22.
Yeah, we said this about Warrington, you know, quite easy to get one try. They can easily score 2 or 3 in a very short time and the quality. But I don't know what the Wildcats fans are booing here. It's quite simple, you know, it's a professional foul. If he didn't do that, then it would have been the 6 pointer 2 minutes ago. And I say nothing wrong with that call there. But yeah, Warrington, the momentum's going all their way now. And I say the Wildcats, they're on the ropes.
More messing about the play of the ball. Here's Gidley. Loopy pass. Gets it away for Smith. Smith to Curry. Curry gets it to Penny, who will score in the corner.
Forward.
Oh, he's jumped it off.
The linesman's giving it a forward pass. Tell you what, Mark, that was never a forward pass.
Although, in fairness, the Warrington players are not complaining, are they?
There wasn't, certainly Lee Perry was, but tell you what, with the body alignment there, Mark, that wasn't a forward pass.
Here's Gidley. Gidley gets it to Jordan Cox. He's tackled on halfway. Good defence from the Wildcats. Kerman has done a real stint defensively today. Here's Gidley now. Short pass for Westerman. Westerman gets his head through. And again, it's Kerman who wraps him up. Last one, 40 metres out. Here's Gidley under pressure. Kick charge down. Will it bounce for Wakefield? It will. It's England who got it. Oh, and then he's lost it. And he's having a go at Gidley. Oh, it's on. And England
on.
And Gidley.
It's
and
on.
England has thrown several punches.
He's
going to be going
He'll
for
go
that.
For this. He'll go for this, Mark Wilson.
He's got to go for that. He got the ball. He charged the kick down. He loses it in the next tackle. And then he starts unloading on Gidley. And to be fair, Gidley, he give a few back.
Yeah, well, he had to do. You just can't stand there and let him lace into you. Sorry, England. You're going for that, son. You are going. No. There's no two ways about this. You're going, son.
That was utter madness.
Don't put this on report, referee. Don't put this on report. This is a straight sending off. And the Warrington now, with 11 minutes 52 on the clock, they could win this game now.
Well,
it's got to go.
From Wakefield having the ball back on halfway with 11 left, now they're going to be defending their own line. The hand's going in the pocket. What colour is it? England's been called.
It's got to be red.
Here it is. It's yellow. It's yellow for England. He's a lucky boy. Although, saying that, Scott, he's only going to be on for the last 2 minutes. Now, it is, if Gidley goes, Warrington could be in a bit of trouble here.
Gidley can't go.
Well, he responded. He threw as many as England did.
Well, you've got to
he's got to go in the bin, hasn't he?
Mate,
he's got to go.
No, you've got to defend
yourself. He's on his way. You've here he comes. Yellow card. Gidley's gone. Now, you could argue he's defending himself, Gary, but you can't go around punching people.
No, I'm not in agreement with that. What's he supposed to do? He's a front rower knocking hell out of him. He's slung 3 or 4. You've got to try and defend yourself. I'm not having that whatsoever. No way, mate. Not having that at all. Gidley deserved to stay on the field, and England, he's a lucky boy. That should have been red. Simple as that.
Well, that was sustained punching, wasn't it, from England? I'm with you on that one. But I have to say, Gidley...
Oh, mate, you've got to defend yourself.
Clark at dummy half will fire the pass. Here's the youngster Smith. Big miss out pass for Westerman. He's going to score. Westerman is in. Second try for Joe Westerman. And now we are in for a grandstand finish. 11 minutes left at Bellevue. Warrington 32. Wakefield 32. Warrington 26.
Yeah, we are in for a cracking finish. And as I say, Westerman, there's nothing better. What he likes is being nice and wide there. But excellent service from Warrington to get that ball, and Westerman, he gets himself over for a double. That's the third player to get two tries this afternoon. 10 and a half minutes to go. Plenty of points left in this game. What a cracking game of rugby league. And well, Warrington, with that never say die attitude, that's where they're the top of the league. Quality, quality, quality.
32-22, Wakefield lead. They were 30 points to 6 in front. Is there going to be late heartbreak here at Bellevue? Westerman gets it away to Smith. Smith steps out of a tackle.
Oh, he's tripping it.
He's saying that Kerman has gone high. Oh, he's got his hands in the pocket. He's sending him off. He's sin-binned him. Kerman's in the bin. What was that for? What is that for? He went high, but he missed him.
Well, he's saying maybe a trip, but that was never a trip. It was more accidental than a trip. His leg wasn't really out to trip him. He's just gone over his leg. He's got that one wrong, the referee.
Fourth sin binning of the match. Third for Wakefield. It's 12 against 11. There's 4 minutes left.
Yeah,
it's Wakefield are hanging on here by their bootstrap.
Well,
2 minutes 40 left, Scoies.
Well, who's going to win this game?
Well, Simon, over halfway.
Warrington will get a set of six and they will just keep the ball alive.
Well, they will get a set of six if Wakefield don't win the game here. Here's Anderson, runs it straight. He thought about offloading, he thought I better not. 35 left, Sio gives it to Simon. Great carry, straight up the middle of Warrington.
Say what, here now, attack
20.
Lee Penny here.
Well,
come down to Lee Penny here.
Last tackle.
Come
here
to Lee Penny.
It's Jowett, little kick into the corner. He's bouncing.
Yeah, Bishop
has scored the try, and Wakefield Trinity Wildcats have beaten the Warrington Wolves. It's gone right down to the last 2 minutes, and Wakefield have won it. What a match we've seen here. And Wakefield get the bounce of the ball. 11-man Wakefield have beaten the league leaders. What a game. 36-28.
What a game. And I tell you what, though. You look at Lee Penny there. Why they never brought him up? Kevin Penny. You know, why they did it just going down there? Because the kid couldn't move. But taking nothing away from Wakefield. They had seen that there. A Jowitz kick. Sensational kick there to Ben Jones-Bishop. Well, he's just showing all his class and his experience. Managed just to get there before the ball went dead. That's a game for the Wildcats, and fully deserved, Mark Wilson.
What a performance. What a performance. It's been a nerve-jangling last 20 minutes. But this win, Gary, despite the fact that they were 30 points to 6 up, the manner of the victory will just give the confident Wakefield Wildcats even more confidence.
Even more confidence. You know, if the confidence is not as high as what it can be, you know, and it'll give them even more. But you've just seen the delight here of the supporters. They absolutely know what they've got now. They've got a team down here, Mark Wilson. They've got a team who want to put that shirt on. They've got a team who want to play for the coach. They want to play for the chairman. But most of all, they want to play for themselves and this great club. And you can just hear, I'm sure, in the background, the evasion they're getting these Wakefield players, and fully deserved.